Welcome back, everyone. In this lesson, we're building something really classic and really deadly for drum and bass, an Amen Science Jungle subsign in Ableton Live 12. Now, that might sound fancy, but the idea is simple. We're making a deep, clean sub bass that feels alive under chopped Amen style breaks. Not just a static low note looping forever. We want movement. We want groove. We want that organic jungle pulse where the drums are doing the talking up top, and the sub is holding the whole thing together underneath. So think weight, not melody. This is not a bass lead. This is the foundation. This is the pressure system. Let's start by setting up the session. Open a new Ableton Live set and pick a tempo in the drum and bass zone. For this lesson, 174 BPM is a great starting point because it sits right in that classic jungle and modern roller pocket. If you want something a little slower and darker, you can always work lower, but 174 gives us that fast, energized feel. Create two MIDI tracks, one for the Amen break, and one for the sub bass. Keep it simple. A live beginner DNB problems come from trying to do too much too soon. The tighter the setup, the easier it is to hear what's actually working. Now bring in your Amen break. You can drag in a loop, or if you already have a chopped break pattern, use that. The important thing is to get it locked to the grid so the whole groove feels tight. If it's an audio clip, make sure warp is on and trim it so the main hit lands where you want it. Then balance the level. Don't let the break be so loud that you have no headroom left for the sub. And here's a very useful teacher tip. Before you even write the bass line, listen to the break and notice where the main snare and kick accents are. The sub should react to those moments, not fight them. If the break feels too crowded, edit it a little. Shorten a snare tail if it's masking the low end. Leave a bit of space around the kick-heavy sections. Even tiny edits can make the whole groove feel more playable. Now let's build the subsign. For this beginner lesson, operator is the cleanest choice. Drop operator onto the sub track and turn on only oscillator A. Set it to a sine wave. Turn the other oscillators off. That's your pure low-end foundation right there. Keep the envelope simple. A fast attack, a controlled decay, a solid sustain, and a short release is a good starting point. You don't want the notes to blur into each other too much, but you also don't want them clicking or cutting off unnaturally. After operator, add utility. This is going to help you control the gain and keep the sub centered. In bass-heavy genres like jungle and DNB, mono low-end is your friend. The bass should feel solid in the middle, not smeared across the stereo field. Now write the bass line. Start with root notes. Don't get clever too early. If your track is in F minor, anchor around F. Maybe use ab or ib here and there for a little movement, but keep it sparse. In jungle, space is power. A great beginner move is to build a four-bar phrase with only a few notes. For example, one long F on the downbeat, then a short answering note later in the bar, maybe a tiny passing note in the next bar, and then a longer note at the end of the phrase to give it some breath. The exact pitches aren't as important as the phrasing. What matters is that the sub feels like it's supporting the break. The break provides the excitement, and the sub provides the weight. Now comes the fun part, humanizing it. This is where the Amen Science energy really kicks in. We're making the bass feel less robotic and more like it was played by a human who understands the groove. In Ableton, select your MIDI notes and start making tiny adjustments. Nudge a couple of notes just a little bit late. We're talking very small timing shifts, not obvious mistakes. Something like 5 to 15 milliseconds can be enough to create that relaxed push-pull feel. Also, look at note lengths. Shorten some notes so they don't clash with the snare or kick. Let a couple of notes ring longer at the end of phrases. That contrast makes the line feel more musical. Velocity can help too, but keep it subtle. Most of your notes can stay pretty even, with just a few softer notes where you want less emphasis. The goal is not to make the sub bounce all over the place. The goal is controlled variation. A really nice trick is to let the bass enter just after a strong drum hit in one or two places. That tiny delay makes the bass sound like it's answering the Amen. It's a simple move, but it makes the groove feel way more alive. Now let's shape the sound. Add EQA to after operator. First, cut any unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. That low stuff is usually just heating headroom. If the sub starts sounding muddy, gently dip somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. And if it gets boxy, check around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add saturator. Keep it gentle. We're not trying to destroy the sub. We just want a little extra density so it translates on smaller speakers. A small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, is usually enough. Soft clip can be a great option if you want that smooth, controlled thickness. So a solid beginner chain is operator, EQ8, saturator, then utility. Simple, clean, effective. Now let's talk movement. Don't try to make the sub interesting by stacking a bunch of extra layers right away. Instead, automate a few key things that keeps the low end clean and gives you control over the energy of the track. You can automate filter cutoff, saturator drive, or even volume for transition moments. If you add auto filter, keep the resonance low and move the cutoff only slightly. For example, open it a little in the last bar before the drop, then bring it back on the downbeat. That kind of tension and release is very natural in jungle and DnB. And remember, arrangement matters just as much as sound design. Think in phrases. Build your track in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. That's how the genre breathes. You might start with a filtered break and atmosphere, then bring in the sub on the first strong phrase. Later, add a small variation, like one extra passing note or a tiny fill. Then maybe strip things back again so the next section hits harder. This is where call and response becomes really useful. Let the break answer the bass sometimes, and let the bass answer the break in other moments. Don't have both elements doing all the work all the time. They should feel like one rhythm section. Here's a useful arrangement mindset. Start simple, then add one new detail every 4 or 8 bars. A new note, a tiny timing shift, a brief automation move, a short gap before a fill. That's enough. You do not need big changes every bar. Now, let's make sure the low end is actually working. Check the mix in mono. Listen at a lower volume. This is a super important habit. If the sub still reads when the speakers are down, the part is probably strong. If it disappears, either the notes are too busy, the sub is too quiet, or the low end is getting masked by the break. If the kick and sub are clashing, shorten the bass notes a little. Move them away from the drum transients. Lower the sub level slightly if needed. And always keep an eye on the low mid area, because that's where mud can creep in and make everything feel cloudy. A good low end in jungle should feel controlled, not boomy. The kick should punch. The sub should support. The break should stay crisp. Once the basic phrase is working, try resampling it. This is a great way to turn a simple MIDI idea into something that feels more like a real performance. Record a bar or two of the bass with the break, bring it into audio, and listen back. Sometimes the resampled version has a little bit of grit or character that makes the track feel more finished. You can then slice it, duplicate it, or use one little variation in a switch-up section. And here's a pro teacher tip. If you find a bass patch that feels right, don't over-edit it forever. Commit, freeze it, bounce it, or resample it, then focus on the arrangement. Too much sound design tinkering can slow you down before the track even starts moving. Let's do a quick recap. We built a simple sine-based sub and operator. We kept it mono and clean. We wrote a sparse bass line that supports the amen break instead of fighting it. We humanized it with tiny timing and note length changes. We used EQ, saturation, and utility to keep the low end under control. And we thought about the arrangement in phrase-based blocks so the groove can evolve naturally. That's the real lesson here. Less motion, better placement, cleaner balance. In jungle and rollers, that often hits harder than adding more notes. For practice, try this on your own. Set a project to 174 BPM. Build a 4-bar amen loop. Create a sine sub. Use only 3 notes total in the first pass. Then humanize 2 of them slightly. Add a small EQ cut below 30 Hz and a touch of saturator. Duplicate the phrase and change just 1 note in the second loop. Listen in mono and make sure the sub still supports the break. If you can make a bass line feel alive with just a few notes, you're already thinking like a drum and bass producer. Nice work. Keep it tight, keep it heavy, and let the amen and the sub sign do the talking.